The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Every week on the KJS Show, we keep you plugged in with the latest on the jazz bandstands with our feature, the Jersey Jazz Plug. And this week, we are excited to have with us Wanda Baloyi, who is a dynamic force in the music industry, seamlessly blending Afro jazz, neo soul, and house into a signature sound that is both timeless and boundary pushing. She joins us this Sunday to talk about her upcoming performance at the Nelson Mandela Square's Hard Rock Cafe. And whilst she is still here, we also get to catch up on what Wanda has been up to. Of course, good afternoon, Wanda. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us. And since this is the very first time you're joining us on the KJS Show, I want to talk about your incredible career. You know, your beginnings with Ghetto Love, collaborations, and four albums later. What a time it has been. And maybe what are some of your favorite moments over the years?
I think all of them. For me, I think just the opportunity to have been in the industry for as long as I have. To have collaborated with amazing artists, producers, you know, DJs, and all that for me are just amazing moments. To have been able to have a craft that allows you to travel the world and to share your gift with the rest of the world, you know, is a highlight for me as well. So hence I say it's a little bit of everything. I cannot just say this is a specific highlight only. The whole journey, the whole experience, the challenges, the good, the bad, everything is a highlight for me.
Your music fuses Afro jazz, neo soul, and house music. Now I want to know, you know, how do you approach blending these genres whilst maintaining your unique sound?
Wow. I don't know. I really don't know. But what I do is, no matter what sound I'm given, because I'm a very versatile artist, my sound is not specifically a genre, right? So I just make sure that whatever it is that I get or that I do, it feels right to me. So it's not every song that I'm going to feel like, okay, yes, I can do it. So even with collaborations, I will always say, if it feels right to me, we can do it. So whoever may come and approach me and say, oh, I'd like a collaboration with you, Wanda Baloyi, and I'm like, oh, no problem. But I'm only guaranteeing if it feels right to me. So no matter what it is, if it sounds right and I feel like I can, you know, include myself and my identity in the music, then we go for it. So I don't feel forced to blend into something that is uncomfortable, firstly for my voice and uncomfortable for my sound vocally, because as versatile as I am, I still want to sound like Wanda, you know. I want to feel like, okay, this is me. I'm comfortable. I'm very highly influenced by jazz, soul. You know, even if I'm doing a house song, you still listen to the soulfulness, the softness. This, you know, my sound translates into any genre. So, hence I say it has to feel right to me first.
Kofifi FM, we're talking to vocalist and performer Wanda Baloyi this afternoon, and she joins us ahead of her Jazz on the Square performance at the Hard Rock Cafe, happening on the 3rd of April, 2025. Now, Wanda, many of your fans, you know, have seen you quite busy, you know, working on different projects as an entrepreneur, including many other activities, and, you know, but we are particularly excited about this one, you know, the upcoming release of muchly anticipated fifth album, Roots. Let's talk about this project for a moment, and what are you talking about this time, and maybe who are some of the collaborators?
Oh, yeah, no, Roots is, I don't want to give away too much, but what I can say, it's something that started during COVID that long. So it's been a journey. I've been recording ever since. So the exciting thing about the performance on the 5th is that it will be a experience where people get to taste the new music that's unreleased, and you get to tell me You get to tell me if it's a yes or if it's a no. So what we've been doing is just giving people a taste of obviously we take it back to where, you know, I started and, you know, my whole journey. But then we also take you into what have we been doing, what have we been recording. And in the spaces that we've been performing at, everybody's like, oh my God, release this. Oh my God, release this. So I guess on the 3rd of April is going to be the final destination of where we get to experience, we get to taste what is Wonderbaloy doing, what has she been up to, and also I get to take you through my journey of music, because, I mean, I've been in this industry for a very long time. So my pool and library of music is pretty big. In as much as I've done 4 albums so far, I've done so many collaborations. I have worked with so many people. So just the existence in this industry from the 90s. Wow.
It's actually quite shocking when you think about it, right? Just like, yo, good
evening. I've been here. I was just honored 2 days ago at the Basadi Music Awards.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I was awarded as one of the legends from the 90s, you know.
Right.
And what was so amazing about that experience is that I'm sitting in a room with people I admired when I was young, you know. I'm sitting in a room of people that I looked up to with no idea that I would even end up in the same room and be honored in the same space with the people that I looked up to. I mean, I just found that so wow, you know. So for me, that was such a huge awakening that says that, you know, sometimes in the industry, we work so hard, we do so much, we pour so much, we give so much without any expectation of anything in return, right? And you never know who is listening, who's watching, who's recognizing. And when you get to a space where people say, come, we see you, we honor you, we celebrate you, oh my God, that makes it all worth it. Especially if you have, if you coming from a journey as long as mine. Of course there are others who have been longer, right? Each one has their own journey, but even to the up-and-coming or current artists, the journey always feels like the first time. Every time you do it, it feels like the first time, especially if it is your purpose, you know, in music. So for me, being in this industry and giving an opportunity to share my craft is a first-time blessing that keeps occurring every time.
Beautiful words here on the Coffee FM 97.2. We are still in conversation with Wonderbaloy, and for our Josie Jazz plug feature this Sunday. And we're talking to her about the upcoming show at the Nelson Mandela Square. And you, of course, are invited to join us on the 3rd of April 2025. Tickets are available via web tickets and also at the door. The show kicks off at 6 p.m. So do join us for a night of jazz and then some. And of course, do bring your dancing shoes, because you're certainly going to do a whole lot of that, you know, on that night. Of course, Wanda, as we wrap up, besides the new album, you know, what are some of the exciting projects that you are working on that you would like your fans, you know, to look out for on the horizon?
On the night, on the 3rd of April at Hard Rock Cafe, I'll also be showcasing my clothing line called Wonderwear. So as you walk in, you will see my pop-up of my current collection. And just to give you a snippet that being an artist doesn't limit you to being anything you want to be. You can expand. You can do anything. And I think fashion goes hand in hand with music. Because as you go on stage, the first thing people see before they hear you is, what do you look like, right?
Exactly.
So what are you wearing, you know? So I've always been somebody that I want to express myself through fashion, and I also express myself through music. So it's a double expression, you know, that you get to experience. And I think it all falls part of art. There's no limitation in creativity. So, yeah, so you'll get to experience my fashion aspect as well as my musical aspect.
Well, a wonderful display is on the cards. And of course, you are going to be in for a treat. Do join us. Of course, it's going to be a wonderful evening. And your tickets are already available at Web Tickets and also at the door. So if you don't get an opportunity, please come through. And somebody at the door will be waiting for you, you know, to make sure that you have a night of your time. And Wanda, by the way, thank you so much, you know, for joining us this Sunday. And we look forward to seeing you, you know, at the Hard Rock Cafe stage.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be looking out for you, though.
Absolutely. Of course, she's vocalist, performer, entrepreneur, and the forever stylish and the fabulous Wanda Baloyi. And for the Josie Jazz Plug feature, she was on The Gay Jazz Show.